Welcome to the Bloomprint Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Sangaridis, but you, my friend, can call me Elle. I'm a wedding and event florist, multi-six-figure business owner and floral mentor here to help you create an elegant, efficient and effective floral business you can absolutely love. If you're looking to take your floristry business to six figures and beyond, to create a business that works around your life and start living and working with purpose, my love, welcome. Let this be your blueprint. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Bloomprint Podcast. I hope you are having a magnificent week. Now, this week we are going to talk about six-figure businesses. I'm going to jump right in on this episode and say something that might seem a little controversial. Earning six figures in a wedding floristry business isn't hard. There, I've said it. And in this episode, I'm going to tell you why. If you're a business owner in Australia, now obviously the information that we're sharing in this podcast, in this specific episode, is going to be Australian based in terms of six figures. If you're a business owner in Australia, you would probably see all over social media, all over any business consulting or business coaching website, the idea of achieving six-figure business. And there's a reason for that. It's pretty important to most industries to be making six figures if you're taking your business seriously. And it doesn't mean that you're not taking it seriously if you don't earn six figures. It means you're building. But let me break that down for you over this episode so that you can get to see what that means, what that might look like for you, and how you can make that work for your business and yourself. But I wanted to start this episode by planting that seed in your mind to potentially change your mindset if you're considering the idea of six figures being hard, because in wedding and event floristry, it's not. So to put that in context, we had our first six-figure year in our Maple and Wren business in, I think it was 2019. At that time, I had a part-time job working 4 days a week. And while I was working really hard for someone who had a part-time job as well, it wouldn't have been that hard if I wasn't also doing that with a quite demanding four-day-a-week part-time job. But I was able to hit that, I think it was 120K that year. So let's talk about what that looks like and how you can make that very simply so possible for you in your business. But I also want to talk about in this episode the difference between a six-figure revenue and a six-figure personal income, because the two things are very incredibly different. So let's start this episode by talking about what six figures is, what multi-six figures means, and all that, because if it sounds like something that's just way above your creativity level, then let's talk about it. So six figures is $100,000 per year, and multi-six figures is anything above $200,000 per year in your business. And generally when people are talking about that, they're talking about it in terms of revenue, not in terms of personal income. So that's something really, really interesting to consider when you're hearing those buzzwords around the six-figure income. So like I said before, earning six figures in a wedding and event floristry business isn't actually that hard. Let's be like really basic. $100,000. That's 10 $10,000 weddings. Just 10. That's not even one a month. That's like two every other month. If we're considering the wedding season in Australia is usually around 9 months of the year, that's 1.1 weddings per month across the actual season. That's not unachievable to do whether you're full-time in your business or part-time in your business or have a part-time job or a full-time job as well. Now, if 10K weddings seem out of your reach right now, that's okay. Then it's, say, 25K weddings. And that's a pretty standard floral budget for the wedding season at this point, right, in Australia. To be honest, I actually struggle to do a full wedding for $5,000 at the moment in the style, the kind of flowers that we use, and in terms of the size and scale of arrangements that we create and that our customers are coming to us for. But that doesn't mean that we don't get the smaller scale orders of 5K. So you're talking about 25 grand weddings. Now, that is also not even two per month. Across the season, so across that like 9 month season, that's 2.2 weddings per month. Doing 25K weddings a year would be pretty easy to do right now, right? Two weddings a month, 9 months of the year, that almost sounds easy, right? If you're still thinking that's higher than your average client spend, then okay, let's consider $42,500 weddings. And here's where I have something to say. If you're an Australian florist doing a full wedding for $2,500, I want you to rethink your pricing and strategy in general. And I mean that with love, but you are not making enough profit, and I'm going to explain that to you in just a minute, to be working as hard as you will be working doing that much for that little. That's 40 weddings. So, you know, you're talking more like five weddings across a month, across a standard season, across the 9 months. If you're doing them at $2,500 each, then you're very likely to have another job or have little ones to manage, which means that you're working incredibly hard, my love. And what we want you to do is work smarter, not harder. We also want to make sure your pricing is around the times three mark so that you're not promising more than you should for that money and bringing the industry down and doing yourself out of profit. So that's a simple breakdown of what earning 100K in your business as a wedding florist actually looks like. It's really, really simple to do. $42,500 weddings, $25,000 weddings, $10,000 weddings. I can tell you I know what I would rather be doing. It is not something that's unattainable for any of us, and it's not something that's unattainable for you. And I know that because it wasn't unattainable for me. So I remember when I first hit that $100,000, and I was like, wow, I think we made close to 120, I think, that year. And I was gobsmacked at that point. I ran my business from home at that point. So my outgoings and expenses were definitely a lot lower than they are now. But the cost to my person was a lot higher. And here's why. I was also working an almost full-time job and a demanding job at that. So working around that and working every weekend meant that I was working all the time. There was not a lot of break. There was not a lot of reprieve, and I was constantly burning myself out as well. So it really was not the funnest time in my career at that stage. And I really want you to consider how you can work smarter and not harder, and how you can make more money by doing less jobs and upping that average client spend for each wedding or each event. Now, it's okay if you believe that money needs to be associated with hard work. It doesn't, by the way, but it's okay if you believe that at this point. But remember that if you're working a part-time job as well and you're building this business, you're actually working harder than the rest of us because you're splitting yourself in two different directions. So I had that first $100,000 a year while I still had a significant job and I was working from my house, which, yeah, the toll that that took on my relationship, because we were in a very small apartment that I affectionately called the 10 by 6 because it was in meters. And our whole living area was taken over by flowers. So was the spare room with all of my equipment. And then when we had big weddings, I would like lay out all the flowers in that room as well. So it was, yeah, it was a bit of a strain, to be honest, getting to that point. And I was working all the time. So that absolutely put a strain on my relationship. So the fact that the profit margin was maybe slightly higher because I was at home was definitely a bonus, right? But also, when I talk about profit margin, our business profit margin now is actually better because my pricing calculation at that time was more like times two or times 2.5 at best. And the jobs that I took on were more like between the 2 and 3K mark. Now, yes, that's 5 years ago, but I'm pretty sure I was doing like 50 weddings a year that year. So I could have been earning a lot more for the time that I had if I had a more accurate system for looking at my outgoings and expenses and the product cost and then the associated wages and profits in the business. But it was over that year and the preceding years where we had started to really build a serious business. And that money then set me up for becoming a company, for going on maternity leave with my first baby. I was obviously very fortunate to get maternity leave through the government and then also through the job that I had as well. But because I had worked so hard, I was able to put some money aside for my family that we could then draw on if we needed it. And the interesting thing is that 5 years on, we still haven't really needed that money. That little nest egg became our, what we call our enough fund, our in case of emergencies fund. And it meant that we weren't in struggle town. And when I did decide to go full time in my business with my baby after maternity leave and after COVID was in full swing, it wasn't really an issue because we'd worked out how we could live on that different wage and what that money was going to do for us as a family. So just like mine were, if you're a home-based business at the moment, your profit margins are likely to be a little bit higher than if you have additional studio rent to pay. However, your capacity to work on larger jobs might be limited because of the space, depending on how you're set up at home. So with that in mind, let's talk about what 100K yearly revenue looks like in terms of profit and in terms of income. Because just because you generate 100K in the business does not mean you're taking anywhere near that home. So in terms of your pricing, you should be calculating your pricing on a baseline of the rule of thirds times three. So this is what we use in Australia as a bare minimum. The rule of thirds is based on the product cost times three. So product is your flowers and your sundries that are taken to use that, to use in that exact job. So a lot of people charge a lot more than that. I think ours is more like 3.5 to 4 now, depending on the job. But that's what you should be charging as a minimum to make profit in your business and to pay yourself a decent wage, which, let's face it, is the main aim of having a business. It's not to cover costs. We're not here to run a charity. You're here to run a business. So if you're doing it on the rule of thirds, then your product cost is one third, your business expenses, outgoings, and taxes are a third, and then your wages slash profit are another third. Now, that's the money that you also reinvest in new equipment. You might use it to buy a van, to replace tools, to get a fridge, get new vaseware. So profit is not straight up in your hand either. Profit and wages are about a third. So if you are multiplying by four instead, so your product cost times four, then you've got your product cost, your outgoings, your wages, your profit. So that is something to consider when you're working out your costing as to what your business actually needs, how much it costs to run your business, and therefore how much money you want to be making in it. So if you earn $100,000 in your business, that's wonderful. But that also likely means that you spent $30,000 on product. Then there's $30,000 on your outgoings, expenses, taxes, wages, all of that, and $30,000 on your profit and your personal wages. So how do you feel about earning $30,000 a year? It feels like a kick in the guts, even just saying that. Is that worth all the work that you did to earn $30,000 a year? And depending, you know, where that sits in terms of whether that was 10 weddings, 5 weddings, 20 weddings, 40 weddings, then obviously it's going to feel differently about that 30K. But is it worth the time? Now, I also just want to quantify this, that if you're a home-based business and your expenses are lower, congratulations. But if you're also not charging properly, then you're percentages might look a little bit more like this. You might have your product cost coming in at more like 40%. Your expenses are more like 20%, and then your wages and profit might be more like 40%, which is still only 40 grand a year at best. And how do you feel about earning that? Is that what you want your yearly income to be? So is $100,000 enough? Is six figures enough? Depending on your situation, $100,000 might be enough. For me, it's not. I work too hard to only earn $40,000 a year. And it's not just me. There's also my team. I've got a couple of other staff, freelancers, podcast editor, virtual assistant. So what do you want to earn? How do you want your life to look? Because it's not actually about how much money you earn in your business. It's how much you're taking home at the end of the day for yourself. That's where you should be starting. What are you personally earning? And what are you personally wanting to earn in your business? Not what your business is earning. So what do you want to earn? Do you want to earn $80,000 a year? Is that enough? Do you want to earn $100,000 a year? Is that enough? Do you want to earn $200,000 a year? Is that enough? What enough looks like is up to you. It's based on your situation, your aspirations, and how you want your lifestyle to be based on the work that you're doing right now. So it's okay, whatever you want that to be. Start there. Don't start by going, I want a six-figure business because everybody says I need to have a six-figure business. Start by thinking bigger than that. Start by thinking, I want to have a six-figure income. And babe, I am totally here for that discussion and I will be applauding you on the sidelines as well. Like, yeah, let's make that happen. What can that look like for you? How do you make that happen? And it's not pie in the sky stuff, I promise you. Depending on what your expenses are, those percentages, as I said, might look different. And that's something you need to sit down and work out so that you can set the goal and make it happen for yourself by saying, I want to earn X per year. If it's $100,000 a year that you want to earn in your pocket, let's consider that being $300,000 in revenue on our rule of thirds. How many weddings is that? What does that look like? Are you going to do 30 10K weddings? Are you going to do $15,000 weddings? You also might look at other revenue streams as well, at adding that into your business, or you might stick at being the master of one. I want you to know that a six-figure income is so possible for you. Aim for that, not for a six-figure business. And I guarantee the motivation for that and the pride in knowing that you've built that for yourself. That, I mean, how good is that? That's absolutely the best. So every year when I'm working out my goals, I work backwards from how much I want to earn. And I go, okay, so I'm going to need to bring in this much money in the business in order to make that much personally. And then I break it down. What does that look like in terms of how many weddings I'm going to do? How many corporate events I'm going to do? How many private events I'm going to do? How many workshops I'm going to do? How many mentoring sessions I'm going to do? What new programs we're running in the academy. And then I look at where that's realistic and where it's not. And I start adjusting things. Now, let me just say that the quickest thing to do to make more money is to adjust your expenses, but it's not always that simple. I understand that. So what does that work look like for you? And does it work for you? And when you think, I want to earn $100,000 in my business, is this the right stage of life for you to be doing that? Is it easy for you to do that? Is it important that you do that? Does it matter in your financial situation right now for you to earn that much? Because I don't want you to sit there feeling the pressure that it's something you have to have because we're having this conversation. But if it's something that you want to have, then let's make a plan and do it. It might not be this year for you, and that is okay. Don't get tied up in the drama of having a six-figure income just because you saw it on the internet. If this is not the season for you to do that, then slow down and work out what it is the season to do. Or you might be going, I could do that with my eyes shut, L. And to that, I say, amen, sister, let's do it. So when I'm doing my projections and setting my goals for the year, I set up a spreadsheet. And I write out my expenses first and I work out how much that is. And then I write out my goals and then I break down those financially as well based on what I want for the business and the direction that I want to take the business in that year. And I work out with some very simple spreadsheet calculations how to make that happen. Now, if you want a copy of that goal setting spreadsheet that I use, then hit me up on Insta with the words income spreadsheet in my DMs and I will send it to you so that you can have a go at setting them for yourself. Now, if this has gotten you really inspired, if you're thinking, that's what I want to be in control of what's coming in, I want to be in control of making six figures in my business or multi six figures in my business. And I want it to be easy for me to earn that kind of wage that I deserve for the work that I put in and the kind of work that is going to give me the lifestyle that I want. Then my love, that is exactly why I have developed the new Blueprint membership, to help support you to create the business that is going to support your dreams by setting up the systems and processes properly in the back end, by having a network of support to draw on when you need it, by having people that you can ask questions at any time. If you are ready to work on the business behind the Blooms and your own goals, then the Blueprint membership is for you. It kicks off on the 1st of June with our 3-month beta round before it launches to the public on the 1st of September. We are looking for 10 people to join our beta round, and this is an incredibly wonderful opportunity for florists, wedding business owners, and creatives in Australia and all around the world. So, my loves, if you are ready to take your business to the next level, to support yourself and create something that will be truly profitable for you, if you are done with winging it and putting your head in the sand, if you want to focus on building your business wrapped in love and support by people who've been there and industry experts who can help you get there, if that sounds like you, I want you to open up Instagram right now and I want you to DM me at the Maple and Wren Floral Art Academy with the words "I'm in" and your email address, and I will send you the details on the Blueprint membership beta round starting on the 1st of June. Now, at the time of recording, we have already had 2 spots taken, and that is simply through this being mentioned on our podcast last week. So there are 8 spots left in our beta round. You are going to receive this membership at 50% off for those first 3 months as our founding members. So I cannot wait for you to join us. Thank you for having me in my ear, having me in your ears, as always. And thank you for being here for this conversation on what six figures actually looks like in revenue and in income. I froth talking about stuff like this. So I hope you have enjoyed this conversation too, and it's put a fire up your proverbial to really, really get into your business and see what's possible for you. My loves, that is all from me. I will see you next week. Have a fabulous week this week. My love, as always, thanks for tuning into the Blueprint today. If you found this episode useful, please share it with your flower friends, share it in your stories, and give us a tag at @MapleandWren_FloralArtAcademy and connect with us for more juicy content. If you're loving the podcast, we would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review so we can get this awesome content out to more floral folk and business owners all around the world. Thanks for your time, my love. We'll see you next week for more of The Blueprint.